Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl Kay Sal and your boy Kelsey on Check Big Radio. Once again, tuned in to our podcast show. And you are now tuned in to Check Big Radio News, tuned in on blogtalkradio.com, where you can hear the latest exclusive content. And we do also accept donations, and we do also accept, we do call-ins, we do interviews, and more. So on today's topic, what do you think we should get into the audience about today?
That is a good question. I don't know.
Well, one thing I would like to say is happy holidays to the audience. I do know Christmas is around the corner and that New Year's is also around the corner as well, too.
Yay, I'm going to get a drink.
Woo! And you already know on New Year's. Now, last night we was supposed to have a show. We do apologize. Some things have popped up as well, where we would do Laid Back Fridays, pretty much just kind of be either, you know, just pretty much have an open discussion about anything, you know, that kind of tickles the fancy a little bit.
Tickles the fancy.
Yes, it tickles the fancy. So I hope everybody is having a safe holidays, and I hope you guys did your Christmas shopping early, because a lot of people have been shopping online. People have been shopping on Amazon. It has been backed up probably with orders with a lot of the carriers. You know, they didn't have to put in a lot of overtime, you know, working for these delivery places and stuff like that. So shout out to them as well, too. So to really touch base on a lot of things, you know, I will like to say this. One thing what I would like to say is that I know since this pandemic, you know, a lot of businesses, small businesses, corporations have been trying to strive, you know, to keep their business up and running and going so they can be able to provide to their consumers. And, you know, it has been a big shift and a big change in a lot of these businesses. And I will say, unfortunately, the economy is kind of like at the times of being unstable right now. So, you know, back in the day, you used to be able to stay on a job for long periods of time. But nowadays, you can't really stay on the job too much for a long period of time. You know, I'll be honest, with me being in my mid-20s, you know, your mid-20s is when you're trying to find your career, you're trying to figure out your love life, you're trying to figure out yourself. It's just so much going on.
You are juggling everything.
Yes, absolutely. Like, I mean, and, you know, my boy Kelsey, he's in school and also, you know, juggling adult stuff as well, too. So I definitely salute him with going to school and trying to stay in school and stay focused as well, is also trying to, you know, handle those responsibilities of adulthood, because it can be big, you know.
Yeah, moving from another state to another one and going to school, juggling where you're going to live, what you're going to do, how you're going to move around, it is kind of time-consuming. So,
very much so. So, you want to tell the audience what you're going to school for?
Graphic design and interweb and media.
Okay. What's your favorite part about class?
When the semester is over. No, I'm joking.
you know what I'm saying?
my favorite thing about class is being able to create a website, because that's basically the objective of going to the classes that I'm going to is learning how to build a website from the ground up, all the coding that goes into it, all the design work that goes into making a website. And, you know, I just see myself doing that for years and years, and, you know, starting up a business doing that. So
that's pretty good. That's actually pretty good, man. That takes a lot of motivation to do that. I've also as well been thinking about going back to school. I have thought about what I wanted to go to school for. It's not your traditional school, but I do want to go to school for cannabis, and unfortunately, I do have to pay out of pocket, so it's been taking me some time to really try to get back in school. It's been a real motivating year for a lot of us, and I honestly could say for me, I don't know what everybody else's situation is looking like, but it has been a very eye-opener. A lot that has affected me financially that has hit home for me financially. Sometimes that can really take our focus away from a lot of things. But like I said, you know, sometimes you have to look at what's in front of you and not look what's forward of you. Sometimes you really have to work with what you have in front of you. And I honestly could say it's been a journey. It's been a journey, a really big journey. As a matter of fact, I recently had lost my job working for Walmart. And I won't get too much into the detail of what happened, but it affected my finances, unfortunately. I don't know. Like I said, everybody's going through something right now. You know, there's a lot of people warming. People are losing family members close to them. This pandemic, it has been a lot going on. So it's really important to always try to remain focused and to try to keep that mental stability about you so you don't dwell in, like, what's going on around you and don't let it affect you. I will say it has affected me a little bit as far as when it comes to my finances. So I have been trying to reach out and look for different income, different streams of income to help me be able to continue to do podcasts for my fans. And just like me and Kelsey trying to, you know, start from the ground up and start our podcast as well. Like I said, we really do appreciate the listeners that we do have. And I will also add this too. Make sure if you are in the process of looking for a job, please make sure that company is legit and that they're within integrity and that there's always a contract agreement, a written contract agreement between you and the employer. If not, you know, if you don't have any paper trail or anything, if anything was to come up about that employer, you not knowing what type of employer you're working for, then, you know, the evidence and stuff like that. And right now, it kind of hit home for me because it was somebody that I knew from the neighborhood for quite some time that has had his own cleaning business for a good 5 years. Very small company. Like I said, I didn't really pay attention to the signs in the beginning. You know, I was so excited that, you know, he was able to give me a job offer. And me going out of my way to get to this job and me going out of my way to, you know what I'm saying, kind of risk my personal health getting to this job and being on time and stuff. Unfortunately, a lot of employers are not within integrity. So it took a lot out of me. It kind of took a lot out of me to move about the situation in a right way. Like I said, this individual has not paid me yet through his company or anything. So I'm going to try to see what's going on Monday as far as Monday. If not, then we'll take further lawsuit action. Like I said, never work for anybody unless you have a paper trail of W-2s and you guys have a written agreement contract that he or she is going to pay you around this time. Make sure that that company is within integrity. Make sure you check that that company is on a Better Business Bureau website, that they're certified on there, and that you're able to read the reviews of some of these companies, because nowadays a lot of these companies and a lot of these multi-marketing companies are trying to scam a lot of people, and they are trying to not only are these companies, but a lot of people that say they're realtors aren't really realtors. It's selling people fraudulent, and a lot of these companies are getting locked up for fraudulent. I do believe that just because it is a business don't mean it's a good business. Every business is not a good business. So just to, that was kind of like a lesson for me to be mindful of who you do work for and to make sure that you guys do have an agreement. So it doesn't be any dispute about when you get paid and if you are paid. I can say it really did take a big toll on me. You know what I mean? I was really depending on this money, and you know, I don't have any money at all. So, you know, not to really put that out there, but you know, just for those people out there that do have a business, make sure you pay your employees, make sure you take care of your company, and make sure that you stay with your integrity and that you're in integrity of that company. So moving forward, I have been blessed to have a lot of support like I do. My family and friends have reached out to me to make sure that I've been okay, and I know that I'm going to be okay. So sorry, Aunt, to like, you know, take off the, you know, be off topic a little bit, but I just had to throw that in there to, you know, warn our audience, you know, to make sure, you know, the employer you're working for, that their business is legit and certified.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, but definitely shout out to those entrepreneurs. Like I said, a lot of us, like me, for instance, well, a lot of us are starting to drift into having our own business. You know, hopefully me and my coworker, my partner, you know, Kelsey, hopefully, you know, we eventually be able to gain, you know, enough views and, you know, gain enough sponsorship. We can be able to have our own studio and have all the airtime to be able to communicate with our listeners, because, you know, we have so much topics that we can, like, literally lay out on the table, man. Not all in one show, but just, you know, just keeping people updated and just, you know, being very fashionable, you know, making sure we do research and a lot of the things that we do talk about.
Absolutely. We're speaking on that. Everybody just be aware and be in that moment when you're making those decisions to work for people that tell you you need to fill out a 1099 form, that you can trust that person well enough to be like, hey, you are going to do what you do and say what you say, like, not just out here finding people that you just need them to work a couple of days or a couple of weeks and then you don't hear from them because they performed what you needed done. So just stay aware about certain things and always have a plan B, even though you thought your plan A was going to work. Always have a backup plan.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, always have funds on the side, stuff like this happen on the job, or you have to be laid off on the job. Like I said, I can't tell you how many jobs that I've literally had to go through. And as a speaking testimony and to still be here and to still strive for what we're fighting for and for what we're trying to do, you know, it's a big blessing.
It is. It is. Yeah, it's just sad that somebody can treat somebody that way when you are working for them. And I don't have any words. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, man.
About this topic, so.
Yeah, but it's all good, man. Like I said, you know, one thing that my mom has taught me, what you do to the universe comes right back to you. So anybody that has any ill intentions with their employees and their company's not right, the bottom's going to fall out. You know, you only can move so wicked for so long. You know, God's watching. He knows who is in the right and who's in the wrong. And, yeah, it's pretty much,
because
yeah.
Karma is a B-I-T-C-H.
Absolutely. And it hits harder now than it used to back in the day. Boy, I tell you.
I swear, I think karma is a female that's always on her period.
And that's like, what, every month? Shoot. Like, every
always.
Freaking month, man.
To karma, she always on her period. It don't make her mad.
Oh, man. And speaking of which, I was just checking out on, I was just checking out online. Nursing homes high profits while residents are suffering.
What they doing?
Hiding these. Remember how I told you some of these corporate companies are not with the integrity?
So what they doing to grandma and grandpa at the nursing home?
They're not trying to give them their medicines. They're not trying to feed them. It's a lot going on right now.
I know you lying. I don't know if this show is PG or rated R, but if I could say what I want to say about this right now, just to let y'all know, it would not be Christ-like.
It's PG-13, man.
Yeah, so I'm gonna say shame on them and do better. Like, you are gonna be old one day, and you might be in that same situation. And for all these people that are doing wrong to the elderly, not feeding them, not helping them, going to the restroom and stuff like that, ain't helping them take their medicine. Like we said, karma is a B-I-T-C-H. And when
karma is a bitch.
You, when she strikes on you, you better hope that God has mercy for what's going to happen.
Because
that's crazy. Let me be in a nursing home and a person ain't giving me my medicine. I'm gonna flip out.
A lot of these families, they put their trust in these nursing homes. You know, it's not fair that these families have to pay for this care for, you know,
right.
Their elderly family members to go into these nursing homes to turn around to not be taken care of. It's happening everywhere in the health field. It's happening in some of these rehab centers. It's like they're forgetting. It's like, you know, if you didn't want to work that job, then why are you working that field? You know, people that have a heart for elderly people, I feel the only people that should be working in the health field.
Yeah, like, and then for the people that are living in the nursing home, sometimes they take their government assistance or their retirement money to make sure that they're getting taken care of, and come to find out, y'all ain't doing y'all job.
And you know one thing I could say? I used to work for the Talbert House, and the Talbert House is not with integrity as well neither. The one I worked for, the case managers didn't do their job at all. They really treated these women as if they were still in prison. They treated these women as if they dehumanized them. In a lot of these group homes, I'm telling you, for my listeners, please, please, please do your research on these nursing homes, these rehab places, these drug addiction places that are supposed to be helping, you know, these clients get back on their feet and they help them get back, you know, normal into society, because a lot of these case managers just don't care. Like, they need to start having more cameras in these places to make sure that these people are really doing their job, or they need to start getting held accountable.
And for the places that actually have cameras, look at them.
Mm-hmm.
Two, don't just have them sit there, just be there. Two, look at what your people doing.
Absolutely.
Two. You just said sitting there doing paperwork. Nine times out of ten, your paperwork only takes 3 hours. You at work for 9 hours. Do something.
And a lot of them be on their phone and stuff, and be on Facebook, and just be it be so hurtful how they be doing these case managers and these nurses and stuff.
Taking pictures while you at work, talking about doing this 9 to 5, getting this money, da da da. Girl, if you won't get to work, shoot. If I was a boss and I see any of my workers on Facebook, social media like that while they at work, it's gonna be some furniture moving around this place.
That's freaking crazy. Like, it's so much things that's just been going on during this pandemic. Speaking of pandemic, you know, the government can't even make up their fucking mind on, excuse my language, but it really just irritates me that they push a lot of these vaccinations in some places, and, you know, they expect people to wear these masks, but every time somebody's getting vaccinated or unvaccinated, let's talk about the vaccinations that is killing Americans as well, too. That is supposed to be protecting us.
When y'all do y'all research, every vaccine has some form of the actual virus or whatever in the vaccine. So to me, you basically playing Russian roulette with your immune system. I ain't with it. Like, I haven't got the vaccine, but I am following the guidelines of being unvaccinated. You stay away from people. You wash your hands when you go in and out of your home. You wear your mask, 6 feet. I'm a big guy, so I tell them I need 8 feet. Get away from me. Wear your mask, and if you got your mask on, I'm staying 8 to 10 feet away from you. Don't come near me. I don't know you like that. I don't want to know you like that, because you playing Russian roulette with your life. Leave my life alone. I ain't do nothing to you. Shoot.
Man, I'm telling you, and it has been. Lately, it has been some really intense things going on in America, like between retail, jobs, the economy, like stuff is just, we're like on our side, like we are really tipping. We need to be tipping the opposite direction. Like, we need to be tipping towards uplifting communities and helping bring not only these businesses up, but these consumers as well, because, you know, if you're not paying your employees, how can the consumers pay you to keep your business up and running? You know, a lot of these corporate businesses and a lot of these small businesses don't really think about that. They're just so worried about money that they forget, oh, we need to pay a certain percentage of people so we can keep our business up and running. You know, no workers equal no business. No business means no reputation. And no reputation means you're not going to get too far with not having, you're not.
Nothing.
You know, with integrity.
Nothing
at all. Like, no integrity or nothing. Like, it is really sad what these businesses are doing to a lot of these employers, like, or employees, excuse me. It's sad. Like,
sometimes employers, too, like, employers have to make decisions on the limited amount of resources. It doesn't make it right, but it's just saying, like, it's always that business that is in it for the money, and that's where we as a people need to think about it. Do I really need this job for this money, or am I just settling because I don't want to do this other job because of what it brings to the table?
Absolutely. It's like it's putting a lot of Americans and a lot of people, like a lot of citizens, in like a breaker point where they're like, you know what, you call it the great, is it resignation, the great resignation?
I don't know where you're going with that.
Well, I think it's like, you know how, like, people say they're going to resign from a job, so I think they call it resignation. It's like an error where you have...
Oh, you put in your you're putting in your resignation? Yeah, that word. I know what you're saying now.
Yeah.
You got me stumbling.
Man, it's been... You know, a lot of people have been leaving these offices to work from home, hopefully to make it more flexible, but then it's like you're trading in one stress for another. So for these employers to monitor you more at home, it's like really no privacy in between, you know, it's not no flexibility between your work life, you know, or, like, being home. Is just, like, you know, we need to start having a balance, you know. And if your employer, your employees is not taken care of, your business is not going to be taken care of. And, like, you know, Kelsey said, you know, also with employers as well, too, but they, you know, they kind of signed up, you know, to be a business owner. It takes a lot more to be a business owner than it does to take to be a worker. And if you sign up for that position to be the leader, you know, you need to lead all the way until the end.
Yeah.
Because now the workers are leaning on you, and, you know, it takes one little mess up to mess up a whole reputation for a lifetime.
Right.
So I can't, you know, I'm not going to feel as sorry for the employers as I would the employees because, for one, like I said, it takes a lot more to be a leader. When you're a leader,
yeah,
you're going to be looked at more to be able to have to lead your company, your team, and to stop looking at your employees as if they're workers, but to also look at them as your team. Because without your team, it's just you. And when it's just you, it's not a business.
Yeah, a few years back, I saw this picture, and in the captions, it said what it takes to be a leader. And in the picture on the left side, it was a group of people pulling a platform, and on the platform, it was a boss at his desk. And the boss is basically I'm trying to use the white word. He's basically ordering them to do this and do that, pull, like he's basically almost like a dictator. And then on the right side, it actually has the people pulling the platform, but the boss is helping them pull it into the right direction. He's taking the steps to be a leader. Like, that's what you want to look for. You don't want to look for a boss that sits on the platform and gives you certain criteria to where he wants the business to go and not willing to step up and help lead it.
And see, that's not even right. Like, how can you call yourself a boss and you don't want to be a leader? See, it takes a lot more for somebody to be a leader. You know, boss is supposed to be a leader, not just a boss telling his workers what to do. It doesn't really resort, you know, with a business running for too long if they're not within integrity. And some of these businesses are trying to get over on a lot of American citizens. And it is sad. And it is like, it pisses me off. It really does pisses me off really bad, because I'm one of them people that do work hard. And if I do work for a company, you know, I do actually work hard. And, you know, it's not right that a lot of us workers, you know, we get, you know, the shit end of the stick. We get the shit end of the stick. And honestly, I'm done working for other people. I would rather work for myself. But, you know, I had to go through these jobs and these shady-ass corporate companies and businesses to be able to know what it's like to be a real leader. That's one thing that it did teach me for working for these shady-ass businesses and small business people, is that it taught me to be a better leader for myself and others. Is one day when I have a company, I'll know what not to do to my team.
It's life lessons that you have to go through to make sure your company is A1.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I'm telling you, like, I just, man, I really just am like, I'm praying for the world right now. It's been a lot more anxiety being in America now than it was then. Like, it's, man, yeah, let's go back to when life was a little bit more simpler. You could stay on a job for 4 or 5 years, or you could stay married for, you know, eternity and a lifetime. But now it's like, you know, people normalize cheating. People normalize cheating in life. Cheaters don't get far in life. You know, people normalize having these polygamy relationships and don't understand what's going on. Like, it's a lot of things that is getting swept under the rug that we really don't talk about, or we really don't discuss. As far as that, like, you know, is the generations have gotten worse. Like, you know, there does be sparks of new positive things going on, but there's also sparks of a lot of intense energy going on as well, too. I just, you know, I try not to be pessimistic about these situations, but it's not really pessimistic because it's really what's going on. And a lot of people be trying to hide the reality of things that's going on in the world. Let's talk about it. You know, let's talk about, you know, police brutality, and let's talk about, you know, these school shootings. Let's talk about this young trucker getting life in prison, you know, for his situation versus the other individual. Let's talk about just a lot of things that have been swept under the rug with the court system. Just with America, period, and a lot of discrimination, classism, you know, man, I'm telling you, it ain't no sugarcoating over here, man. Like, I got to keep it real with my audience, man. Like,
yeah, don't sugarcoat nothing for me. Right, like I tell everybody.
Straight tea. Straight tea, no sugar.
I like my liquor straight. Don't mix it. Don't add nothing to it. Give it to me straight.
You hear me? Straight Hennessy. Straight cognac. You know what I'm saying? Straight Bacardi. Like, I honestly, I'll just be looking at stuff in the world. And, you know, I tried to stay positive with a lot of things. And, you know, sometimes we do get knocked off because of some of the negative things that happens to us. But we have to understand that that is life. And, you know, a lot of these, we never understand why we go through some of these lessons in life. You know, we don't always understand why we have to go through what we go through or why things happen the way it does. You know, we just pray and hope for the best with everything that we have to do to get to where we need to go or to get to the next step or just to get by. Man, gosh, I can't really, I mean, one day you guys might read my book about my life and it's not for me to be a narcissist and nothing about it, or read a book about Kelsey's life, or, you know, if Kelsey decides he want to write a book, I've definitely been thinking about wanting to write a book, and the only reason why I want to write the book is because I have this testimony that I'm giving. I want to use that as an example to let people know that whether you're my age or you're older or you're Kelsey's age, that, you know, just to keep your head up, just to keep moving forward. No matter what's going on in your life, just keep moving forward. And, you know, life gives us lemons. I mean, you got to turn it into lemonade. And sometimes life gives you the rocks. And you just, I mean, you know, it's like what Tupac used to say, a rose grown from concrete. And a lot of my folks that's from the urban community understand that term. A rose grown from concrete. And, you know, we all come from certain circumstances. You know, there's been some people that didn't have parents growing up or had one parent growing up. Like, it's so many things that can bring on these traumas, but you have to just hold on, you have to keep healing, and you just got to keep moving forward, man, because there's so much things is going on. Like, honestly, I would say, if somebody asked me today how it feels to be in my 20s, I'm going to say it sucks. I'm going to say it sucks, because this is like that age where you are really finding out the true colors. You're trying to figure out who you are, and you fully don't even know who you are in your 20s. Or you're still trying to find yourself in your 30s or even older. It's just, I've seen so many older adults, and I've seen so many people of different walks of life that's just trying to find their way. And it's like, you know, sometimes bullshit just hits us in the face, and it just, it's like, wow, you'd be so blown away by a lot of things. And it's like, how do I remain focused? How do I not be the product of my environment? You know, how do I not be that person that goes around, you know what I'm saying? I could be that individual from the background that I come from. I could have been that individual that could go around terrorizing the neighborhood, that, you know what I mean, these ill perceptions that people give you before you could even give yourself a perception. Like, it's crazy, man, but I'm here.
Yeah, you're going through it. Yep.
Yeah, man, and, like, we're here.
And I want to say to you, going off script here, people, so stay with me. I just wanted to tell you this, what you're going through now is a test to what is to come. It's giving you that strength, because what we are doing now is we are going down a road that's going to have new tests and new obstacles in front of us, and you need to find out how you are going to handle it. Even though everything right now is hard and people are treating you bad and doing you wrong in work and outside of work, I just want to tell you, don't let that shape you into a different person. Stay strong. You know who you are. You have been taught by a wonderful person, a loving mother who loves you. You have friends like me and other people that love you. Keep your head on strong. This is just an obstacle and a test that you need to go through, because when you come out of this, you are going to have so many blessings and so many doors that's going to open from this, because you have done your work and you have passed the test. So don't feel like, oh, I haven't got my money and da da da. Just put one foot in front of the other. Be nice and respectable for people that deserve it, and everything that you want, all of your desires will come true in due time. People always told me, you have to keep looking forward, because if you look back, you will never see what is coming in front of you.
I love that advice.
Stay strong.
Thank you so much, Kelsey. I really needed to hear that, because it has been a long week for me. It has been a long year for me, up and down, these up and down situations. And I honestly can say it's definitely has been some tests. Like, I definitely can say we're all being challenged, though. So it's not even about me,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
Being challenged. Like, we're being tested.
It's not just one person that's being challenged. Everybody's being challenged. It's just how they are taking it and how they get the different outcomes from it. And I'm just saying, be yourself, because you know who you are, and don't let somebody else dictate your happiness. Don't let nobody take your joy. Because when we do that, you are giving somebody all of your power who doesn't need it.
Absolutely. It's like they're vampires. It's like energetic vampires. You know, have you ever met those people in the world that they're always so pessimistic about everything that they try to bring people down with them? And then once they try to get your power and bring you to their level, then about time you try to realize that your power be gone. It's like they didn't suck the power out of you, and it's like you call those energetic vampires. But like you said, like having to stand in my power and just, you know, continue to move forward, and because we definitely are, we're blessed, man. We're chosen ones, man. We gonna get through whatever it is that we're supposed to get through. And I'm praying for the world. I'm praying for myself. Praying for my boy Kelsey. And I just,
praying for you too.
Thank you, Kelsey. Not so much. I guess I can still look forward to Christmas. It's gonna be my feelings, but it's okay. I'm gonna be looking forward to Christmas, because as long as I'm with my family and people that love me, and it's not really about gifts, you know, it's about being around those ones that you really love, that love you, and yeah.
And what I've learned from Christmas, it's not necessarily about what I bought for them. I got my kids the new Jordans or the PlayStation 5. It is actually looking up and seeing that we have all lasted 12 months of all this craziness. We are
absolutely all during this pandemic. Like, do you see this? The things that has happened between up and down. Have you seen some of the things that has just been going on in America, in the world, in the country, just in the entire universe?
Right.
But we're, you know, only the strong is going to come out and make it.
And I believe that.
Only the strong is going to come out and make it. Oh, so moving forward with our subjects, I've had, California pot companies are warned of intimidating industry collapse. Well, going to the cannabis industry perception, so leading California cannabis companies are warning Governor Gavin Newsom that the state's legal marijuana industry is on the verge of collapse.
Mm.
What? That is crazy.
Yeah.
Leading California cannabis companies are warning Gavin Newsom that the state's legal marijuana industry is on the verge of collapse. What is going on? You know, California has a big recreational and medicinal market.
Yeah.
So they said it's on the verge of collapse and need immediate tax cuts and rapid expansion of retail outlets to steady the shaky marketplace. The letter signed by more than two dozen executives, industry officials, and legalization advocates followed years of complaints that the heavy tax and regulated industry was unable to compete with the widespread illegal economy where consumer prices are far lower and sales are double or triple the legal business.
I could see that actually happening. Reason why some people that may have their medical cards and that can go to dispensaries, they will load up and get a whole bunch of marijuana products and then turn around and sell it back to the community at lower prices because they know that they can get more money out of it. It's basically one big business. You know, pharmaceuticals see that a regular person ain't going to pay, you know, X amount of dollars for a little bit of cannabis. So they will get their marijuana license, go to the dispensary, get the product, come back to the community and be like, hey, I got that loud.
Oh, man, that's freaking crazy, man. But one thing about it, I think it's in, is it San Francisco? In San Francisco yesterday, like, they was talking about with San Francisco, they're actually struggling as well, too, as robbers in San Francisco rob these cannabis dispensaries and that the law enforcement aren't really doing nothing about it.
Wow. That tells you, like, they're not too much worried about the cannabis industry because they feel like marijuana is still a drug. So why am I going to help these businesses on giving the American citizens drugs?
But you know what is so crazy is that what I would honestly understand is that if you legalize these cannabis industries, rather it be recreational and medicinal, why couldn't they use the money from these dispensaries to help build these economies, help build the economy back up with the taxes and help build these urban communities, these low-income places, and help put it back into, help put it back into some of these cities to help build the cities back up. I mean, you know, the government itself has been bringing drugs to America for years. Tobacco is considered a drug, you know. Cocaine that they use for these medicines that they put, like a lot of these drugs that are grown in these foreign, on these foreign countries, you know, the DEA, the CIA, they go to these countries and they grab all of these drugs and make a deal with these allies in these foreign countries. And they bring it back to America to put back into the pharmaceutical companies. And you mean to tell me that they can do that and to legally kill people, but I can't smoke a joint in public? Like, what? Are you fucking serious?
You want to know my honest opinion?
Sure.
They don't care about anyone in the urban communities. So if it deals to helping or trying to follow the law and be those type of citizens, they don't care.
I think we need to just go on strike. I think America just needs to go on strike against the government.
And they have before, and look where we are today. The marches that Martin Luther King did, the gathering of Malcolm X. If you look at those situations, that was basically our going on strike. And look at where we are still today. I'm not saying don't do it just because of, you know, what has happened previously, but certain people just feel like America is going to be America, and you have to take it with a grain of salt.
And you know what's so fucked up? The government is so systematic racist. Still, we as me and you as African Americans still get mistreated in America, and as other races as well too. Even people that's Latino, anybody that is a minority, of a minority. It's like, when are we going to get these rights? Like,
no, they basically have the mindset of like, if you ain't us, you them. So, and they are so geared to helping themselves than helping everybody. They, since the beginning of America becoming what it is, it has always been a line that has separated in them. And when we find out where that line is and destroy it, they will always have that upper hand over everyone.
So is that like what we're calling privilege in for certain people in America?
I wouldn't necessarily say privilege. I would say that the line hasn't benefited the others, meaning us. Everyone who is not of their descent, everybody that's not white, they have made this line powerful enough to be like, we are only going to help who's on this side of the line. And then everybody else has to defend for themselves. They have equipped themselves with all of the necessary tools to keep themselves in power. And while we have to figure out and come together, first off, how to come together when they have basically put us against our own kind, our own race.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's a lot of these black-on-black crimes or these Latino-Latino crimes, different, like, minority crimes. Like, it has just been so much that has been shaken. Like, you know what? Honestly, when I get the money, I'm not going to live in America no more. And I'm not even really trying to say it like that because, you know, if you go to another country, their rules is kind of a little bit more different. But, you know, I honestly can say, you know, I've been saluting a lot of these celebrities for going and moving to different countries because they just want peace. You know, right. A lot of Americans don't want to, you know, it's too much regulation in the world. It's too much regulating and it's too much foul play.
Yeah, the famous singer Nina Simone moved out of the United States because of this systematic racism, and she said she just couldn't take it no more, and it was messing with her creative abilities to make good feel good songs that she's used to making.
Oh, Ludacris, he's now an official. So shout out to Ludacris. Luda, he is an official African citizen as well, too. I think he just moved to Africa.
He moved to Africa?
I've seen that in an article somewhere.
If Ludacris has moved to Africa, when he comes back, you're going to have to give me some Agusi and Fufu.
Like, I think he did. I mean, oh, well, we are cut for time a little bit. It looks like we have kind of went over our time a little bit.
Oh, man.
I know. We could do another show with the audience and stuff like that. Is there anything that you do want to say before we go ahead and let our audience go?
I just want to say to all of y'all, thank y'all for listening in. Please check out Check Dig Radio. Follow us on social media. And subscribe.
And it's your girl Kay Sal and your boy Kelsey on the beat. And you are now tuned in to Check Dig Radio, listening on Blog Talk Radio. All right, everybody, have a good evening. And happy holidays and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's. If we don't end up talking to you guys then, but we probably will. So stay tuned in, guys. Bye.
Subscribe.
Oh, and follow us on our Facebook page and our Instagram and our Twitter. So we will upload our page on Twitter and Instagram. Peace.